Oh, hi, everybody. My name is Matt Storrs, and welcome to Matt's Planning. On today's episode, I have an expert on who's going to talk about their area of expertise, and I'm very excited to talk with them. Expert, please introduce yourself and tell us what you're an expert in.
Hi, everybody. I'm Corey Spencer. I am an expert in events. Well, I would say probably event planning and coordinating, but this is about event coordinating. I'm the Cinderblock Comedy Festival director and creator, which is now going to be called Cinderblock Productions, soon to be a 501c3 nonprofit. I am an event coordinator in a government venue that I won't name. And I'm also serving on a local community college advisory board for event planning and coordination. I do have my GED, but I have taken college classes in project management and social media influencer marketing.
Fantastic. I feel that I'm a pretty knowledgeable individual when it comes to event coordination. And I think that one of the most important things that you've kind of already touched on is the 501c3 or charity designation, because I think that one of the major things that people often overlook when it comes to event coordination of any type is how you're going to launder the money. And people think that, oh, there's all of these charities and these rich donors and wealthy people that are just trying to set up their fundraisers and their galas.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, they have all this money to set up their galas, and people think like, oh, this is such a prestigious opportunity and event. But really, it's their opportunity to get that pool of money as big as possible so that then they can influence whatever they want. So that can be on a small scale of doing good, of helping people in the community, providing meals, shelter, what have you. But in most instances with the event coordinations, the big event coordinations, it's to make sure that they can maintain as much power and control over local governments, other governments as well. And a lot of people think that Oktoberfest was originally a celebration in Europe where people could have kebabs and celebrate the harvest festival, when in fact it was the opportunities to have people invest in product futures. And that kind of extrapolated into, well, let's celebrate that by getting tickets and having a raffle and by
I'm sorry, Matt, what does this have to do with event coordinating?
Oh, I'm establishing the background of how event coordinating kind of developed.
Oh.
Wow.
Sure.
Like the influence in why these events get put on. And then subsequently, as time has gone on, in the coordination aspect as a whole, to practically put it together, what you're going to want to do is Excel spreadsheets, very important. You want to make
sure
that
is true. Yes.
Yeah. You're going to make sure that nobody's using like Open Office or anything like that. That's the bare minimum. They got to be using Google Sheets. And, you know,
so true.
And if you don't have somebody, if somebody's insistent on having, they want to come in with like, hey, we have this amazing program, we have this all-in-one opportunity that can do everything. It's like, that's great and everything, but everybody needs to be trained on that and needs to be able to figure it out. Whereas having a shared document usually ends up being pretty good. Another thing that's important is getting in contact with your vendors, and not just emailing them, but like getting a face to a name. And then going in, and if you have to, intimidate them a little bit, and basically going in and saying, I have such and such event. I want to have it here. I want to coordinate with you to sell products, and people are going to love your business if you do this. And if you don't do this, I'm going to go to your competitor, and then we're going to make sure we put you out of business. And then that's a really good way to make sure that you establish and get the people that you want to work with, because you want them to feel indebted to you and afraid that not only you and your event itself, but then the corporate backers or the, you know, big money backers that you have behind you might also go in and take out their business.
And I think that another thing is also trying to get sponsorships and reaching out and having a good pitch to those sponsors and those corporate sponsors, because especially if you have a charity designation, they can just write off whatever they send to you. So they can say, oh, we have such and such product. Here's a bunch of tote bags you can give out to the people at your shows or your event. Here's the gift baskets. Famously, a lot of celebrities, they'll get gift baskets at these big galas and events, and then they'll be filled with a bunch of stuff that they don't want to use. And a lot of celebrities, especially early on, what they'll do is they'll take those gift baskets and they'll either try and sell it as a whole, or they'll try and sell individual pieces. And this takes me back to the Oktoberfest raffle situation, because a lot of people don't realize, but the raffle system with like gift baskets at the
Easter system is right. Yeah.
Okay. Easter system and Oktoberfest, these festival times, they'll have these raffle gift baskets. And a lot of times those raffle gift baskets are left over from galas. There have only been so many baskets made. And so they just fill those baskets up with different confetti and fake grass and then different types of wicker. And then they sell that or raffle that off at each one. So it's just kind of like a carousel of these wicker baskets. Really, event coordination would be nothing if it wasn't for the wicker basket, big wicker basket, to use simply.
Sure. The wicker man, if you will.
The wicker man. Absolutely. Now, based on what you've heard so far, about how much of that would you say was accurate?
Maybe like 20%.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you were very, almost like, it brought me back to my high school years and why I have a GED.
Okay, so in what way specifically?
In a very cherry picking of remembering exactly what you were talking about and kind of like tangenting. I don't know, it was bad.
Okay.
But cool. I'm proud of you for trying. Okay, you know?
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
Fucking A for effort.
That's what I aspire to. So.
Oh yeah, just good enough.
Yeah, just good enough. Well, a hit effort. If effort's good, people will be like, he's not exactly where he needs to be, but he tries.
We can work with that.
We can work with that. And that is, I would much rather be somebody in that boat than, oh, that person, they're going to be hard to work with.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Most people are.
Absolutely. And is that one of the things when it comes to event coordination, trying to find people that you can work well with?
Yeah, actually, that's a big part of it. It really just kind of, don't think that you can do it on your own. I mean, because you can only do so much on your own. And you still have to make partnerships with sometimes the venue, sometimes it's performers, sometimes it's the catering company, the bar. You kind of have to like get those connections. But if you're going to do something large scale, like for example, a festival, I would have a team of people with you who all kind of have an expertise in something, but they all get a say in some of the bigger decisions, like if you want to go for branding and things like that. But other than that, yeah, I mean, just, I took a way too much on myself in the beginning, even though I did have a team, and I definitely regret that because it could have been a lot easier. So don't stress yourself out over it. But also event coordination is a little bit different than event planning too, because event coordination is like deciding on more of those types of things where event planning is like choosing the colors, choosing all, you know, the branding, choosing all that kind of stuff, the food, the drinks, whatever. But event coordinating is the bare bones. And that is basically focusing on, how do we do this? What's the logistics? Like, how many people are going to come? We coordinate, like if with catering, for example, when's the champagne toast? What time is the bar open? When does the food get served? It's little things like that. When does this performer go on? when are we opening gifts? And you're there to make sure that the things that have been discussed by the planner are mm-hmm. being executed. Absolutely. And it's definitely one of the least creative parts of events, but it's also so, so, so important. It comes down to timing with event coordinating, and there is a lot that you can do in advance, such as talking to this planner and making sure that they've thought of everything. So it helps to, again, like you said, Excel spreadsheet, Google Sheet, whatever you use, whether you're doing this for the government or you're doing this for yourself or for the public or whatever it may be. Maybe you're planning a wedding. That's super similar. Mm-hmm. That is super similar to what I'm talking about. In fact, wedding websites are awesome. If you like sign up, like me and my cat, we have a wedding page on The Knot.
Okay.
And that will give you the updates if you're not kind of sure like what, where to start. You sign up for a wedding website, it's exactly the same as a coordinating any type of event, because it just kind of like, when are you going to be in the venue? Did you choose your venue? Did you give this enough time? And I can coordinate events that happen this week, but when you're planning, that has to be a lot more detailed, and I'd take a lot more time with that.
Absolutely. And the using of The Knot reminds me of somebody else, I don't know who, mentioned to me how using websites for their unintended purpose, so in this instance, using The Knot, they have such a good system built in that yeah. like figuring out, I don't have to remake the wheel. I just have to
like put an extra screw in the wheel if it was like exactly. attached to a car or something like that.
Or and a cry car.
Yeah. Because the car is going to cry because it's got a little bit extra tension on it. That's how cars work. They cry when there's too much tension.
I saw all the Cars movies. I know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But what I do like about things like the wedding planning websites too is the deadlines are adaptable. You can move them depending on kind of like what you're planning. If you're going to do something this week, you can change all the deadlines, and you can also add things and subtract things like, oh, I'm not going to have a band. I'm not going to have performers. I'm not going to have food. So you just kind of delete those from the list. And yeah, you can totally customize it, but it will give you those bare bones that you might not think about, the details. And right. that's part of coordinating, is you see all the details, you can see the event in your mind's eye, and hopefully your planner can too.
Right. And having that in front of you, kind of like one of the things that came to mind was the idea of a clipboard. And what these websites kind of do is what you're intending with like the coordination is like everybody has the same clipboard.
Clipboard maybe, energy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's clipboard energy. Maybe they've personalized to make it a little bit more fun. They put some fun stickers on their clipboards.
You know, that's the way to go.
Exactly. See, that's the thing. Everybody's like talking about getting their own clipboard, and then it's just like everybody has that, you know, brown standard clipboard. It's like, personalize that. Have fun with your clipboard. Yeah. Let that
You're about to make clipboard stock go up, man. Well, everybody buy into clipboard. Big clipboard.
Big clipboard. It really is worth it. And then like also big sticker. There's a lot of opportunities. You can have event coordination. Like if you have stickers for the event, you put a sticker for the event on the back of it and people are like, oh yeah, that's where I am.
I think that falls more under the event planning though.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
Kind of like making sure that you have those ready. But yeah, it's kind of, I definitely see that. Like I saw somebody, like I went out with some people from high school last night and one of them was wearing a cinder block button.
Oh yeah. That's great.
And to see that, it's nice. And people ask, what is that? And so, yeah, absolutely. Stickers, clipboards, buttons, merch is good. And it's not that expensive if you're going to do something like a festival or even have like branded comedy shows. Like this is a curated night that happens once every month or 4 months or whatever. Yeah.
And then you have the clipboards themselves. Let's use these clipboards to go down the list and make sure the process has been followed. And
yeah, I love checking shit off too.
Oh, it feels so good.
And yeah,
especially like you can have a fun, I don't know if you do the check mark or you do the X or just a line through it.
I'm a check mark kind of gal.
Okay, check mark. See that, and that tells me a lot. You sound like you've done a lot of events and have coordinated a lot, because that is a very satisfying flick of the wrist to get that done. Versus,
listen, an X is a lot more. You can make an X without lifting your pen from the paper, but it more looks like a fish. So it's kind of like that check mark is almost like, it's like,
it's a flourish, and it's very,
it really
nice.
Is.
Yeah. And I mean,
it's like a pinky up on a teacup. That's what it feels like.
That's exactly right. And there's also the people that are like bubble, you know, they bubble in the thing that has been completed. I've never been one of those people. I think that that's just a waste of ink. And then you have to get
time management. You got to, you know, you
exactly.
Gotta, no. Mm-mm.
And then
you
got to
get for that shit.
And exactly. And then you got to get more pens because the pens run out more.
Profit and loss already. You're fucked.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, Bic will get you, man.
They will. They know what they're doing. Corey, this has been absolutely insightful. If people wanted to learn more about you or more about this topic, where would you
recommend that they go?
I'm on socials. You can look me up. Sometimes I'm not using my real name, but you can find me if you really try. And yeah, also I have a book out too that has nothing to do with event coordinating, but it is for people who struggle with any type of kind of depression, anxiety, any type of real mental illness, or just feeling fucking shitty. It's called I'm Not Okay, You're Not Okay. It's co-written with Emily Nyland, who also did the illustrations. It is a self-help book that is guaranteed not to help. And it's full of activities that will definitely keep you in your house away from other human beings, such as crossword puzzles, coloring pages. There's a nice coloring page where you can color all the bridges you've burnt. So right. it gives you that release. And it's one of those things where you can just open it up, do one page, close it, and you're done. You don't need to even fucking, like, you don't need to read words. Like, come on. You can't even read when you're feeling like shit. So go out and color and do some shit. There's even like sad libs, because we can't say mad libs, but it's better sad libs. Yeah. So yeah, I'm Not Okay, You're Not Okay, available at your local bookstore or a Bezos hellscape, which it's usually on sale because he just doesn't give a shit about me. But yes, buy that book. I need it.
Absolutely. Please. And I, not to, absolutely. As somebody who has read that book and has a copy, I can't recommend it enough. It is so much fun. Whenever I'm in like a sour mood or like I'm in the kind of mentality of, well, screw everything, I find myself in the intrusive, repetitive thoughts of like, so angry with circumstances. I literally will glance over at it, open up to a random page and just try and do whatever's there. And it doesn't always reset my brain, but it is an absolute delight. You saying the burning the bridges page, I was like, oh yeah, like I don't remember, it must have been like a year ago or something, like something really upset me, and that I turned to that page and I was like, oh, this is great, I love this. So that was a fun memory.
There was one thing that didn't get to go in there. First of all, I want to say I didn't know you had that, and that's amazing, and I love that, and I almost started crying. That was really sweet. So one thing that we didn't get in there that we really wanted, that the publishers thought maybe might be too dark, was I wanted to do mental health hospital paper dolls and the grippy socks and the hospital garb that they give you. And yeah, I thought that would be hilarious. And they're like, isn't that a little dark? And I'm like, I literally wrote some of this book in the psych ward. Right. So is it? Like what I wrote in the psych ward, it was, what's your anger style? And it's all the hats. Mm-hmm. That one I wrote in the psych ward because it's based on literally, I was only in for 24 hours, but it was literally a sheet of paper that was out there for everybody to see. And it didn't have the hats, but it was like, what's your anger style? And one of the ladies in there with me said, classy. And I was like, shit, man, this is part of the book. This is great.
That's too good.
So yeah, you'll see classy in there along with all sorts of fun stuff. But yeah, thanks. I'm so glad you enjoy it.
Absolutely. Corey, thank you so much. This has been an absolute delight, and I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, Matt, you're the best. Shut up. Best.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, bud.
Bye. My name is Matt Storrs, and this has been Matt's Planning.
Quick shout out to Ryan Lawson, who made the theme music for Matt's Planning. He's part of Beat Blender Studios, which can be found at Beat Blender Studios on Instagram and TikTok. Or if you're in the market for some amazing music, you can contact him directly at beatblenderstudios@gmail.com.